Well, today I'm going to talk about current trends. So, there are two given pictures, and on the left picture you can see it's kind of like Scrabble. It's a game, and it says, "Internet never sleeps." This message is totally true, because internet is so important nowadays in our society, and it's available 24 hours a day, and it's really used by mostly everyone, I'd say. And yeah, it's totally true what the caption says. And on the right picture, you can see the evolution, kind of. So it starts with nape, which changes into a more upright walking man or moving man. And the next one shows an already fully upright standing and hunting human. And then you can see a man typing something on a computer. And he has the same not upright position as the ape has. So you can kind of see a new starting evolution, which means with the introduction of computers, we humans start again at the bottom. And next, so the last bit of the picture, you can see a man walking with a smartphone in his hand, and yeah, which can be compared with the second stage of the first part of the evolution, so the more upright moving man. Well, this new cycle kind of evolution can clearly be related to our society nowadays, because it's totally true. And if you walk in the streets, you see so many people walking with their phones in their hand and having this moving position, kind of. Well, the impact of current trends in our society can spread very easily. So current trends can spread very easily and fast in our society, and it has an enormously high impact on it. And so for society, new trends are very important, and you can clearly see that, one can clearly see that if one does not like this current trend, then he can clearly be seen as an outsider. And yeah, that's kind of very sad, because current trends should not be liked by everyone. So I think that current trends are not really important for me personally, but for our society it is. In general, it is, because trends make what they are, and that's kind of sad. Well, if I compare the positive and negative aspects of an increasing technology dependent society, I would say that one positive effect definitely is that one can get information very fast, and also that technology has mechanized agriculture and will improve it even more. So that's for sure a positive effect or a positive aspect, and humans do have less work. This can be seen as positive and negative, because if humans have less work, they won't get money, and they will have a problem sooner or later. Additionally to that, another positive aspect is the transportation will get easier and much faster. And I can also think of having like high lanes, especially in my city, in order for transportation to get faster. And so I can think of technological improvement as well, which I think will have a positive effect too. And last but not least, communication. So nowadays, through technology, communication gets so much easier. You can talk with someone who lives on the other side of the world, and it just needs like 1 minute to phone them or something like that. Well, on the other hand, the negative aspects do matter too, because if society just thinks about technology, then for example books are not needed anymore, because then they will read the version on the internet, and the books, like the real books with paper in it, will not be needed anymore. Another aspect is that everyone will be dependent on the internet soon, because you can find everything on the internet, and so you won't need to go anywhere in order to look for something, because you can find it on the internet as well. And maybe this can lead to another kind of world. So I don't know if that makes sense now, but I think that if our society gets even more dependent on technology, we will sooner or later live in kind of a virtual world where everyone is where everything is kind of built up like in the internet as well. And I can also think of another negative aspect, which is that society won't see true beauty anymore. So they won't see nature anymore, because they will only stick to their phones, to their computers, will only kind of like Google nice pictures of woods, or I don't know, but I think that they won't go hiking anymore or something like that. And that's kind of like the worst negative aspect, I think. And all in all, I'd say that the negative aspects are more worth than the positive aspects.